Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love with those you love. But most importantly, it's not just about being rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have the ability to bless the lives of others. And guys, that is a ripple effect I'm here to create through you. Thank you for binging, sharing, and tuning in, and taking these concepts and applying them to your lives. As a reminder, if you want to know how much passive income you can create in your life in the next 12 months, go to our website, moneyripples.com, take the passive income calculator today, and see what number you get. All right, so I want to talk about some trick plays with investing, right? If you've ever, maybe it's just because I've been watching a lot of different football movies and ESPN, 30 for 30, but I get inspired by sports stories. And there was one particular sports or football movie, and honestly, I wish I knew which one it was, and I just don't remember because I've been watching all kinds of them. By the way, if you haven't watched American Underdog, great movie, loved it. One movie I watched in particular, the coach said, no trick plays, right? And this was kind of similar to another quote from another football movie called Remember the Titans, when they said, hey, we got some trick plays for you. And Coach Boone said, no, we just got these six plays. Just like Novocaine, you just got to give them time. And he would master those six plays. Now, eventually they pulled out a trick play against one of the better teams that they were going against, right? But that trick play was really for them because they knew they were getting their butts kicked. And that's how it ties in with this other movie I watched where they said, listen, you don't use trick plays unless you're losing. You use trick plays when you're losing. And the funny thing is when they were playing that other team, all of a sudden the other team started pulling out a trick play. The team started getting more confident, realizing they don't know what to do. They're pulling out trick plays. This is our shot. And I want to relate that back to investing because especially if you're just starting out or you feel like you have less time, like you need to hurry up, you get this scarcity of time or the lack of time feeling that you have. And what happens is that you want to shortcut your way. You almost want this wormhole path that gets you there. Now, granted, there are ways to do it much, much faster than the traditional mainstream way that you hear about, using mutual funds, paying off your debt, and all those kind of things. Definitely what we teach speeds it up dramatically. But this is not an overnight success thing. Now, it's not uncommon. Sometimes we'll get clients coming in and we can say, hey, look, within 12 months, you can hit your number. Even some of you guys have used this passive income calculator. I'll look at what your passive income number is. You might say it's $10,000 a month. In fact, one person said this, and then their number estimate was about $160,000 a year. That means $160,000 they could start creating annually starting from year one. That's awesome. But that's not the common case, right? In most cases, you're going to need at least 5 or 10 years, which in the grand scheme of things is not that long if you really step back and look at it. The problem is we get impatient, whether we feel like we're just paycheck to paycheck and we feel stuck, whether we feel like we're stuck in a job, we feel we're just tired of the rat race. And it's easy to understand why you would feel that way. But do not get to the point where you try to create trick plays, shortcuts, where you start to take bigger risks than you should, and that costs you the game. That costs you your financial freedom. So many times I've had people say, oh, you know what? I want to do this. Hey, let's go for this crypto. Let's go with this digital currency type stuff, or go with this Bitcoin or whatever it might be, right? And again, it's not that you can't have that in your portfolio, but I would challenge you, don't worry about having those things in your portfolio or a very, very tiny percentage. I'm talking about like less than 5%, even if not less than 1% of your money going to things like that, while you got the rest of your money focusing on things that are really certain to work. Slow and steady wins the race. And as I like to always say, the thing I learned from the last recession when I was trying to shortcut things and try to get big home runs, off of my investing, which only created strikeouts and even worse, cost me the game where I went in the hole over $1 million. Guys, you understand that in the last recession, I went in the hole over $1 million. That means I was broke, plus I still owed over $1 million. Guys, that, and I didn't file for bankruptcy. So it means I couldn't just wipe the slate clean. You know, I refused to do that. And so I had to go through that long path of getting back. And it wasn't an overnight thing. You know, it took me some time. It took me getting really focused on getting my expenses down, making sure that I just use the essential expenses. You know, I'm lean and mean, both in my business and in my personal life and at home. I was doing all those things to stay lean and mean. You know, two, I was making sure I was doing what I could to generate more income, because that is the variable most people skip. Most people don't realize that the more income you can produce compared to the expenses that you have, that gap in between there, that's freedom. And if you can take that extra cash, say that you end up doing a really good job of this, you can put away $100,000 a year. Understand that that can actually help increase your passive income by at least $10,000 a year just by doing that. So just by saving that money and turning that into passive income could get you at least an extra $10,000, maybe even $12,000 a year, which is like about almost $800 to $1,000 a month difference in your life. Doesn't solve it overnight. But I'm telling you, if you want to amplify your results, that's a key. And that's one thing that happened with me. I got lean and mean on my expenses, despite having a million kids. Got lean and mean on our expenses as much as we could. I went and tried to focus on generating more income and then taking that money, using that to create passive income as well. And if you're a business owner, I welcome you even to look at other ways to create systems in your business that don't require you to actively work. Can you create residual income streams within your business? Can you do things that maybe you can set up systems in place so that you don't have to babysit it all the time? You can manage it, but you don't have to keep working those hours to get that back. Now, this is why some of you may need a side hustle, and that's fine if you do that. Again, don't let it detract you from your main stream of income too much. You don't want to use it to where it sacrifices income to where you lose more money. One mistake I made is that during the last recession, I started 5 businesses. And of those 5, now 5 of those would include even my mainstream of income that I was doing with consulting, right? We were coaching people, but I decided I wanted multiple streams of income, but they were multiple streams of active income, and starting them all at once was ridiculous. One, it just used up all my hours, but again, I was desperate, right? When you're in scarcity and desperation, you make bad decisions with your businesses, with your jobs, and with your money. That's what I did. So I started trying to spread all my energy instead of like a fire hose, I was spreading out like a little sprinkler, a garden sprinkler, just shooting all directions. And as a result, my overall income dropped. However, when I got rid of 3 of those streams of income, focused on 2 main active streams, my overall income shot back up. There's a power in focus. You want to make sure you're focusing. So one, as I said, one of the best things you can do, and I know this might sound boring, but remember, boring is sexy. Less risk and more certain returns is one of the sexiest things you can do for your money and will get you better results than trying to go for home runs, speculating and guessing and gambling with your money. And so one, get your expenses lean and mean, right? Just get them down there. You don't have to be super duper cheap, but just be a really wise steward of your money. And track it. Make sure you're watching your money carefully, what's coming in and going out. Speaking of what's coming in, to focus on how can you generate more income? Focusing on this main question of how do I go about solving problems, serving people, or adding value in a way that more money comes back? And just so you know, even if you work a job, a normal job, you can even do this with your boss. Now, don't ask on a Monday when everybody's overwhelmed. Don't ask on a Friday because you might end up having your 2-week notice going in or your pink slip coming in. But midweek, you might set up a meeting and instead of asking for a raise, you might just ask, hey, I'm willing to take on more responsibility. I want to be able to help this company. What can I do to be able to do that? You know, what can I do to help this company out to be able to take on more responsibility? And now you can come out point blank, depending on your relationship with them, and just say, what could I do to add value to this company and help this company where it would merit me a raise? But if you ask that first question I just asked, you may not even have to ask for a raise. Just by saying, I'm willing to take on more responsibility, what can I do to help out? Naturally, someone's going to say, okay, we need to compensate them because it's just the law of reciprocity. I love creating karmic debt, right? You know, with karma, right? You get whatever you give out comes back to you. Same thing here. You give value, you add value in people's lives, you serve them and solve problems for them. Naturally, the money has to come back. And if it doesn't come back from that one company, someone else, another company will see how valuable you are and want to bring you on and will pay you more. Okay. So these are principles that have been tried and true. And this is what helped me dig out of $1 million plus debt hole without filing for bankruptcy. Okay. It's not an overnight thing, but man, it can work. And then the third thing is, as you start to pull yourself and start to create this, third thing is then create cash flowing assets. Start investing in those places, certain places. Don't go for things that are speculative. Don't go for the, you know, trying to gamble in the stock market and options and things like that, trying to hope that you make it big because somebody's trying to sell you on some crap out there. Guys, I've been in this world. You know, I've been in the financial world for 20 years. I've been a stock coach. I've trained people how to trade stocks and options. I can tell you, even the best traders out there don't make that much of a return, not compared to the amount of effort and energy they put out to it. And that's why often we'll have people come to us and say, hey, I went and did that for a little bit. And that was annoying. That was a lot of extra time. How can I actually really create passive income? Now, let me give you a warning about passive income. Many people think that passive income also means that you don't think, that you turn your brain off and that's it. That's not the case here. You need to turn your brain on. You need to make sure you're asking good questions, making sure that you're investing in things that are legit, things that actually have real value, things that actually take into consideration contingencies. So if something goes wrong, there's not just one path to success with that investment. If something goes wrong, you want to make sure there's alternate paths, that there are contingencies in place so that it still works. This is why even when I buy rental properties, I look to see how expensive is that property? Because if it's too expensive, if I have to unload it to someone that's not an investor, will they be able to buy it? You know, this is why I don't buy McMansions for rentals. You know, I don't do that kind of thing. This is also what I try to look at when I'm looking at other investments like syndications. You know, we're looking at things like apartment buildings. We're looking at self-storage. You always have to ask, what could go wrong? What could happen here? And how are we hedging that risk? You know, we even have some money in some oil investments, like with land, with oil fields and things like that. Okay, that's generally a really risky speculative play. But if you're invested in the right ways or with the right people that know how to limit those risks, be able to say, hey, we're not really solely reliant on price per barrel having to be $100 a barrel. I love companies that say, heck, even if we only, if barrels drop, if oil prices drop again, it's down like around 50, 60 bucks, we're still profitable. You still make money. I like that. That's the kind of thing I like. Again, you want to have those contingencies in place that even if something turns south, even if something goes wrong, you have the ability to be flexible. Just like I said, when we create an anti-financial plan, right? Or an anti-fragile plan, you want to make sure that it can be flexible and move with it. So, you know, just like with a friend that I had gone out to lunch with and he said, Chris, how do I start investing? How do I get money going? And he was doing a lot of things with flipping and doing an awesome job with it. And the first thing I asked him is, okay, well, it sounds like you've got some debts to pay off. Maybe start there. And I said, well, do you have savings? No, not really. We just keep reinvesting everything. I said, aha, that's the mistake I've made too. Don't reinvest everything. Take some of those returns from the next flip you have. Don't put it into the next deal. Don't just keep doing it. And he'd done this like 5 times. I'm like, don't just keep flipping it and moving the money into the next deal. Take some of that money out, put it in savings, and let it sit there. Now, of course, I can see the look on his face was, well, that wasn't very sexy, Chris. That wasn't a great strategy. And I said, here's what I promise. And this is coming from my own personal experience. I've experimented with this and I've watched other of our clients do it too. When you have savings in place, even if it's just sitting in a bank, you know, and there's of course cool strategies we can do with like, you know, infinite banking where we, you know, get that max ROI on it. So it's able to be diversified and we can make sure that you get better returns than 0.0% in the bank. But regardless of that, even if it just sat in the bank and did nothing, here's what happens. When it comes to you getting your paychecks, if you're working a job or even more so, especially if you're in a business and you know that you have that money sitting there, the stress and the worry can melt away more because you know what? I don't need this paycheck. I don't need that one deal. I don't need to have that one client or that one customer coming in to ensure that I have money. Because the mistake I made, especially when I was trying to dig out of my hole, if I were to go back and do this again, I probably could have got out faster. Remember, from 2007, I noticed I was in financial trouble. End of 2016 is when I was able to be financially independent, right? Where I had enough passive income coming in. That's a span of nearly a decade. The thing that I wish I would have done, looking in hindsight, that I started doing at least a few years before I became financially independent, is I started to pull out cash and let it sit in savings. And boy, that was hard to do, especially when you had, like me, digging out of a debt hole. You want to pay off those debts. You want to get out from under that, especially when if those debts have payments on them. Now, not all my debts had payments. Some of them were just collections and judgments from things that had, you know, like a Mercedes that I had to turn in because it was repoed, right? Or I had like medical bills and things like that I had to pay off. So those things I put off for a little bit, but having the savings and not using it, and then knowing that I didn't need that one client to come into Money Ripples, right? I knew that we were okay. And I only wanted to bring on the best people. I didn't want to bring on just anybody that I would hate working with, but just bring on the right people. You start to get this more abundant state, and all of a sudden, things work to your favor. What would have normally taken 3, 4, 5 times the work now only takes about a fifth or a quarter of that work. Because you're in a place of abundance, you attract the right people, you start attracting money more easily, because almost weirdly enough, money attracts money. Have you ever noticed, and this is especially true if you've been in business, have you ever noticed that when you need business, it's really hard to get, especially when you need money? But then all of a sudden, that customer pays or that client pays and money comes in, and then other customers and clients come in about the same time. You ever notice it's almost like feast or famine? That's the thing, guys. When you have more money, you get this place of power and abundance, and then you say, "Ah, okay, good. Now I'm in a good place," and you become attractive to other people. This is true in your job as well. When you're desperate for money, and all of a sudden it looks like your motives are not really aligned with the company you work for, employers start to question it and start to wonder, is there something wrong with this person? Does this person really have good motives? Are they really here to help us? Or are they just here for a paycheck? Because if they're just here for a paycheck, we can get plenty of people that want that. Is this person really bought into what we're doing? That's the question that an employer will ask. You get to this place where you have that cash savings in place, you feel good. And yeah, it's boring as heck, right? But what happens, the results that occur from it are not boring. Because you start to build that money faster. You start to build your assets and therefore have the money to use to go and invest and use appropriately. So even if you're starting off, again, go for that foundation. Make sure your expenses are under control, that you're really, really watching those. Also, find ways to increase your income. Even if it has to be a side hustle, great. But even in the mainstream income that you have, whether it's a job or a business, find ways to keep creating value, solving problems, serving people in a way that money is just a natural result. It has to happen. It's that karmic debt that you create. And then third, as you start to build up those assets, then you start buying cash flowing assets, real true assets, not speculating and gambling in different markets that sound sexy and fun. Because I can guarantee you, by the time you hear that it's sexy or interesting, it's already too late. You've already missed out on that opportunity. One of the rules we had in stock trading was never trade on a hot tip. Guys, everything you've been hearing about, you know, if it's been about Bitcoin, it's been a hot tip. Stablecoin, I hear people talking about that. Even the feds are even saying, hey, we can back that up. But guess what? That does not mean that's going to keep paying forever. Even if you're like, hey, I'm getting paid 9% from stablecoin. Great. But you're still speculating. You have zero control over that. It's such a new thing that I can assure you, there are going to be many people, especially in the coming year or two, that are going to say, oh, I was stupid. Yeah, I invested this. Or they may even say they're stupid. They may not even claim responsibility. They'll say, oh, it's the Fed's fault. The Feds did this to us. Or it was Biden, you know, go Brandon, right? Let's go Brandon. You know, all that kind of stuff that people will say to put blame on everybody else but themselves. The truth is you have all the power in your hands right now. You have the ability to do it. I've done it. I've come from zero to financial freedom and then to negative 1 million to financial freedom again. I can assure you, you can do it too, but it requires you to keep a level head, stay in an abundant state, doing the right things, practicing the right things. And hey, if you're already in a place to say, Chris, I've already got the savings. In fact, I need to know how to deploy it. that's what we're here to help you do. If you're really looking for an actual plan about how to deploy it, especially with like actually knowing where to, you know, we have like our embedded investment professionals, those people that we've actually vetted as opportunities, no guarantee that you're not going to lose money, right? Anything can happen in any kind of situation or world events and things like that. But definitely we try to help lessen that risk by giving you some guidance, you know, really helping you see what opportunities are actually out there and what can be done. So you can actually have that rubber hit the road and you can actually experience financial freedom now. So anyways, guys, I hope you make a wonderful, prosperous week. Remember, boring is sexy, and trick plays, that's what people use when they're losing. And when they're losing, they go for the trick plays, and that's usually what causes them to lose more because they take unnecessary risks. Remember, it's done. It's very calculated. It's formulaic, and it can work if you do it right. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.